Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Apple launched Apple Music TV in the U.S., a free live stream channel of curated music videos available in the Apple Music app and on Apple TV. The channel will premiere new videos every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with Apple also saying the channel will feature special curated music video blocks and live shows and events, as well as chart countdowns and guests. A closed beta of Facebook's updated Messenger API now supports sending Instagram messages. This will allow business accounts to build in pre-configured automatic responses to common questions and plug in communications to CRM systems. The Messenger API itself doesn't support cross-app communication. The Pakistan Telecommunication Authority announced it lifted its ban on TikTok in the country after TikTok senior management agreed to moderate the platform in accordance with societal norms and the laws of Pakistan. TikTok also committed to block users who continually publish content the regulator deems unlawful. The ban lasted 11 days, but the PTA said it would block TikTok permanently if TikTok does not live up to its agreements. The U.S. Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google in federal court, alleging the company engaged in anti-competitive behavior to preserve search and search-based ad monopolies. This includes paying mobile phone manufacturers, carriers, and browser makers to make Google the default search engine, preloading the Google search app on Android, and prohibiting competing search engines from having their apps preloaded under revenue-sharing agreements. The lawsuit did not suggest particular remedies in the initial filing. The case was joined by 11 state attorneys general. Following a successful pilot test, the European Union turned on a gateway service to provide cross-border interoperability for three contact tracing apps: Germany's Corona Warn app, the Republic of Ireland's COVID tracker, and Italy's Immuni app. Apps from the Czech Republic, Denmark, Latvia, and Spain are expected to be added next week. This gateway only works with decentralized Bluetooth-based contact tracing, meaning France's Stop COVID app will not be compatible. Intel agreed to sell its NAND flash business to SK Hynix for $9 billion in an all-cash deal, including its solid-state drive business, NAND component and wafer operations, and its factory in Dalian, China. The sale will see Intel keep its Optane memory business, developed in partnership with Micron. The deal will make SK Hynix the second-largest NAND flash provider behind Samsung. Amazon's Luna game streaming service opened up to users who had been invited by email. Luna costs $5.99 a month for access to around 50 games in the Luna Plus channel. Channels from other game publishers like Ubisoft will eventually be available for purchase as add-ons. Luna is available on Windows, Mac, desktop browsers, Fire TV, iPhone, and iPad. No Android support, though, at launch. Luna streams at 1080p. PayPal will let U.S. customers buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin. A company called Paxos will provide the wallet management for PayPal's cryptocurrency features. Buying and selling will roll out in the U.S. over the coming months, with the ability to fund purchases coming in early 2021. That means cryptocurrency could be used at 26 million merchants on PayPal. Those merchants would receive their payment in local currency after a conversion, and fees will not be charged on conversions until next year. PayPal will expand the feature to Venmo and other countries in the first half of 2021. Quibi's Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman confirmed they plan to shut down the service by December 1st and are looking to sell off its content and technology assets. In the post announcing the shutdown, they cited the timing of Quibi's launch and overall lack of strength in the short-form video idea as reasons for the service not succeeding. The Central Bank of the Bahamas launched the first central bank digital currency, the sand dollar. The currency is backed one-to-one to the Bahamian dollar, which itself is pegged to the U.S. dollar. This will roll out in phases across the country, focusing first on making sure banks and credit unions can meet compliance checks for the new currency to use in digital wallets. These wallets will require multi-factor authentication and be mobile-based. In the next few weeks, Instacart will start a pilot program with Aldi to accept Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program benefits for grocery deliveries and curbside pickup. The pilot will initially start across 60 stores in Georgia, with plans to expand over the next few months to 570 stores in Illinois, California, Florida, and Pennsylvania. In the pilot, customers will be able to select their electronic benefit transfer card to use SNAP benefits for orders. And finally, the World Health Organization announced a collaboration with Wikipedia to give the site free use of its published information, graphics, and videos. Like other content on Wikipedia, users are free to redistribute and translate the information as long as they attribute and link back to the source. Eventually, Wikipedia plans to implement live links with real-time updates on things like COVID-19 case numbers. Initially, information will be related to combating COVID-19 misinformation, but this will be expanded over time to include AIDS, Ebola, influenza, polio, and other diseases. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.